Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome to Simply Honey Radio Show. That's me, she, your girl, and I'm excited, aren't you? I have three lovely guests today, and I cannot wait to talk to each and every one of them. But you know, the show is all about let's laugh, cry, grow, and I hope you have your cup of coffee because I have mine. My first guest today will be Tiandra Bannerman with Sensual Persuasion. I hope I said that correctly, but I love it because it's a mobile boutique, and we're going to talk about when she got started and what was her passion to make her even think about having a mobile boutique. I love that idea, don't you? And also later on today in the show, we'll have Monique Bell and Rita Ross. We'll talk about that a little later. But in the meantime, we're going to take a small commercial break, and when we get back, we'll be on with our first guest. So, you know, we have to pay them bills. We'll be right back.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Coco.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Seth.
We are Perfect Sex.
And we wanted to invite you all to come check out our music at PerfectSexMusic.com.
We do it all. You want blues? We got blues.
You want hip-hop? Perfect Sex is hip-hop.
And if you like dance, guess what? We do that too.
We do it all.
So if you want to hear some cool music that's different than everything else out there,
check out PerfectSexMusic.com.
Now back to keeping it real with Simply Hanif.
We love you, Hanif!
Hey, 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 welcome back, everybody. That's me, she, your girl, Simply Honeys, and that was Perfect Sex that you just listened to the last commercial. So we're going to go ahead and get right into talking with our guest, Tiandra, and I'm excited to hear about that. She has been on numerous podcast interviews featuring fashion topics and boutique development. So I really want to talk about that. How did she get started, and what motivated her? All right, now, with no further ado, welcome. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm excited to have you on the show, and thank you for being in. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about where you're from and what motivated you to start this business that you're in.
I am from a small town in North Carolina called Rose Hill. I was motivated to start a mobile boutique because I like the flexibility and the ability to open and close when I want to. I actually started as a college student at Fayetteville State University, and I'm a single parent, and my son has a whole lot of health issues. He wanted to go to office appointments whenever he needed to. You know, sometimes that changes, and I just love that it gives me to do that.
So you said you're a single mother, which I'm inspired because I think that's going to motivate another single mom who, you know, feels that maybe they cannot follow their dream or their aspirations in life. And hearing you now that you, college student, single mom, you're doing it all. So you're in school, you're doing your mobile boutique. So what about fashion do you love the most? Because I love clothes. I mean, what woman doesn't, right? Clothes and shoes. We just love it. But we love it at a reasonable price. Exactly. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about your experience on being on the road.
With my experience on being on the road, a lot of women don't have time to go to the mall and to drive, in my case, 45 minutes to any shopping center. All of the major shopping centers are between 45 minutes and an hour away. So my boutique allows women to shop on their lunch break or at their home or as an office party, and it gives them more of a convenience to shop, which every woman loves.
I love that. I love that. Have you had any challenges being on the road?
My challenges for being on the road, especially during summertime, is it's hot. So that's what we're working on, keeping cool so that our customers can be comfortable.
Yeah, this weather will do it to you. You're from North Carolina, so it's hot out there just as well. And I know people get mad at me for complaining in California, but it's kind of hot out here too. So I don't see how you do it because I want to be inside my home with some air on. But I love it. I love the fact that you are encouraged to continue to follow your dreams and follow your passion. Can I ask, what do you major in college at this time?
Well, I actually graduated from Devil State, and I majored in biology. Right now, I'm going to Grand Canyon University, and I'm doing a master's in public health. And I have aspirations to go to physician assistant school. And I want to
congratulations. I think that is amazing. I think that's phenomenal. And I love to see women continue to thrive and encourage other women to do the same. And just the fact, like I said, being a single mother, you can do it. And you, as long as you put, it's hard. As long as you put your mind to it's hard. I'm not a single mother, but I come from a single mother. And
it's
a
very
single parent,
though.
I'll say. Single parent, I'll say that.
Yeah.
And I know that it's because you're a single woman, but a single parent as well. And I know that can pose some challenges, but you're showing your child that no matter what adversities faces they face in life, that they can do it no matter what. So let's tell people, give us a little bit of fashion tips. What can you give us here on Simply Honey Radio Show, some fashion tips that we can take along the way with us?
Pop of color. Color can go a long way. You can have a basic outfit, and if you add a bright pink or a bright yellow accessory, then it changes the whole dynamic of the outfit. It looks like something totally different. It goes from boring and drab to exciting.
I agree. I love color. And for some reason, people like to sway away from it. They stay with the black. So my thing is, whenever I go shopping, I don't know if you give this tip to people, is I try to tell them to stay away from all the black. Because that's usually where people first go to all the time when they go shopping. Just all the black clothes, like pop some color. Not that you can't wear black, but try some other colors. I'm just saying.
Yes. I have that problem with my mom a lot. She likes blacks and browns. And I try to get her to at least try a top that has color in it. And maybe she can still wear her bottom as a dark color, and she'll still feel comfortable, but she's brighter.
I know. I don't know. Older generation, they do that. I don't know. But I'm getting my mother out of it, too. And I think sometimes we're self-conscious instead of just embracing our beautiful selves. We're so self-conscious about our bodies. Which sometimes I think we overdo it. Women, we overanalyze a lot. That's just what we do. I don't know why.
Very much so.
But I love that you know, you're mobile. How can people get in contact with you? And, you know, if they want, or do you list on your website different cities that you'll be or different locations? How do people find you?
Our website has just launched. We did a relaunch for our webpage, and we're still working on it to add all the features of finding us in different cities. But you can go to sensualpersuasion.com and leave your contact information and request that we come to your city or request a private party. We do house calls. We do bachelorette parties, house parties. You want fashion, you name it, we can figure it out.
Okay.
You can also find us on Instagram at Get Persuaded, and we have a Facebook page, Essential Persuasion Mobile Boutique.
And what made you name it Essential Persuasion?
It took me a long time to come up with the name for my boutique, and I wanted something that wouldn't not necessarily be too abrasive, and I wanted it to click and something that you can remember, and persuasive. Everybody wants to be persuasive. You want to be persuasive in your arguments, whether you're trying to get a job, whether you're trying to, you know, gain attention. It's all in the act of being persuasive, but you don't want to be overly persuasive. You want to be central with it. So, central persuasion.
All right, I like that. All right, so in your website is just the name, or is it, you know, because some people have maybe a one or two after stuff.
centralpersuasion.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Toronto. I'm so happy that you came on the show. I wish you
nothing better. Thank you for having me.
No problem. More success, and I love your tidbits. Is there anything that you would like to say to any of your followers?
For the most part, I just want my followers to understand that you can be comfortable and still be cute. You don't have to be overly dressed. You don't have to wear heels every day. You don't have to put on the extra makeup, or if you like makeup and you like eyelashes, that's fine, but don't let anyone define your style with anything extra. Be you.
I love that. And you know, that's so true. You have to define your beauty. You should never allow anybody else to define that for you. And you'll find your style. You'll find what works for you.
Yeah.
I love that, and switch it up. I absolutely love that. Thank you so much for being on Simply Honey's radio show, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, sweetie. All right, everybody. So we're going to take a small break again, yes, again, because, you know, I have to pay those bills, and when we get back, we'll be speaking with Monique Barbell. I hope I said that correctly. And we'll be talking about Superior Estates, L&L. And this is a L.A.-located, I believe, business. Yes, it is. And I cannot wait to talk to her and find out more about that as well. All right, everybody. So here we go with no further ado to our commercial break. We're going to actually take a song break, and we're going to listen to the famous Melba Moore, What Can I Do to Survive? All right.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable. We used to be. Raindrops falling down on my parade. You gave up on me. Why were you afraid?
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You are still tuned in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. And yes, I am going to be speaking to my second guest, Monique Barbell, and I am excited to do that. We're going to be talking about Superior L&L. It's an LA-based business worldwide. I believe that's what it is. I just want to make sure that I'm saying that correctly. And I cannot wait to talk to her about what is Superior Estate Location. And then better yet, it's better for her to explain that than me. And also, we're going to be talking about how we all have excellence in us. And to me, that is so important to know that we all have that. With no further ado, let's welcome Monique. Hello, Monique.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, I'm excited. I love having my guest on and learning different things about different people. It definitely excites
right.
me.
Right.
Let's speak about Superior Estate Location and Luxury Based. It's based in L.A.
Sure.
I want to know what that is about, and so my listeners know as well.
Yeah, no problem. Well, basically, it's a I have several real estate homes that are available for, like, film shoots. And I initially started with those homes, and they're basically for any type of film shoots for people in the industry, small or large, music videos, documentaries, business appreciation days, I mean, anything you can think of to put people in homes to relax, you know, do their business. So it started out with that, and then I incorporated some very fine high-end art into the mix, as well as statues and jewelry. And again, it's very fine, you know, high-end. So, yeah.
I love that. So you incorporated art. I think that's awesome, and I'm sure it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's all like luxury items, you know, but yeah, I was given the opportunity by a great friend of mine, and I took it and I ran with it. And then I just started, all of a sudden doors started opening, and I was like, wow, this was like meant to be, you know, leading from one thing to the next. So yeah, it was a great opportunity that was given to me, and I just kind of took it and like said, I'm going to run with this, you know.
I love that because I believe when we decide to take chances on, I say godly chances, right, and invest in ourselves, it's funny how God will open doors for you. Doors
that's
that you don't
exactly
even think that
what
were
happened.
There. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. If we just stay focused and do the work and continue to believe, it's funny how doors that we can't even imagine, because I love the fact that his ways is in our ways and his thoughts is in our thoughts, that we will be blessed with so much more abundance. So I love your story, and I love the fact that
Thank
you're
you.
A Christian and that you definitely believe
yes.
that we all have excellence in us. And so let's
we
talk
do.
About that. Let's talk about
okay.
what you mean by we all have excellence in us.
Well, basically, you know, a lot of people today settle for just, you know, being just regular. Not regular, but they don't have the self-esteem within them and the confidence to really dig deep down inside to figure out what their destiny is. People are
Absolutely.
Searching and looking, and they're going in all the wrong directions when, in reality, the greatness is just within us. It's right in front of us. It's in us.
I agree.
In front of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And basically how I found this out to be and all of a sudden my greatness, you know, came out was I was just sick and tired of, like, doing the same everyday routines. And I said, you know what? It's time to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started just doing a lot of research on, you know, Bible scriptures and taking time in the morning to be in heavy prayer as well as meditating. And I found out all of a sudden it's just my focus, my concentration level. And then one thing that really, really helped me was positive thinking. I just, when something was wrong, I would turn it around and be like, just totally into like positive, a positive atmosphere.
And no, I agree with that. I agree that we tend to allow ourselves to be mediocre, right?
Yes,
and the truth
exactly.
is that we don't serve a mediocre God. You don't.
No, we do not. That's the
and
thing.
I
we all have. Yeah, we all have his DNA. His DNA in us. So, you know, he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be abundant, you know, but we have to believe it.
I agree with you on that.
No, we have to receive it, meditate on it, receive it, and that's it. And believe it, have faith. And it's weird how just all of a sudden when you have that whole mindful attitude of just being positive and being the best you can be, it's like it comes to be, you know, it manifests.
It does, and the trick is for every bad thought you have, because you have them, you have to counteract it with a positive thought and a positive word of speaking it to yourself. We become self-sabotaging to ourselves greatly a lot, and that's how you get stuck in, I believe, in being mediocre and just settling. But
right.
if you want more in your life, you have to take those boundaries away from you, and you have to be willing to – I think people – everything's not going to be great. Like, I'll put it this way. When I asked God to prepare me for my husband, he didn't say that the man that he was going to bless me with wasn't going
to
have issues, right? We're so conditioned to believe. It's the truth. We're so conditioned to believe that the journey that we're going to go doesn't have rough roads. It will. It is. But it's all mm-hmm. for a divine reason, I believe. It's to teach you. And if you can just walk on that faith and understand that, okay, you're going to go through some things, but they don't really, the things that you go through shouldn't stop you from continuing on that path that you are on, continuing on that positive path. So I love that you said that we have to just believe, because it's so important that you, if you don't believe it, how can you expect anybody else to believe in you?
Exactly.
If you don't believe it. If you
right.
don't, and I, when you're running your own business, if you don't believe in your own business, how can you expect anybody else to? Because that light that shines around you, I tell people this all the time, people can see it. Before you step in a room, that spirit steps in, always.
Right.
And I'm sure you understand mm-hmm. that the spirit of discernment, Monique, you see it. You see someone that you may, okay, well, I don't know what's going on with that person, because you see that before they even smile and talk to you. So you have to, you definitely have to have faith. You have to work on your faith daily, and you can't expect anything to drop off the sky. I tell people I had those fantasies too when I was young, but I'm telling you, everything that I've earned took work.
Yes, of course.
And I love that. How has it been working in your industry? And like you said, doors have been opening. What is the most exciting I say client that you've had? You don't have to give a name, but something
I
that
would
you've
say
done
the,
that was very exciting.
I would say the gentleman that gave me the opportunity to help him with his art and with sculptures. He is a very strong Christian man, and literally we just lift each other up on a daily basis. I mean, he calls me every single day, and when he's feeling down, you know, he opens up to me, and then I give him inspiration, and then vice versa. When I'm feeling down, I'll call him, and he's literally not just a business partner, but he's like a friend that God literally sent to me. And I feel very blessed to have him in my life. The person that gave me the opportunity to help her with her homes, I feel very, very blessed that she opened the doors up for me as well. She's my mentor. I mean, she's like perfect in my eyes. Not perfect, but you know, I look up to her.
I get it. It's good to have, key people in your
she's
life.
She's been there. She's done it. She's a lady of all trades. And I just, you know, they God knew where I was at in the time of my life. And it just finally, it came to fruition. you know, and then all of a sudden all these people are starting to contact me, and I'm like, wow, just like that.
But you know what? Your energy is contagious, Monique. That has to do with you, too. I need you to know that. Your energy is contagious. So what they're seeing and what they're feeling is your positive energy for yourself. That is why God is blessing you and opening the doors. It's because you did a shift. And
thank you. I understand that. And people have actually told me that. They're like, it was just something about you. I didn't even know what it was.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm feeling that. Well, I felt that before, going back and forth before we were on the show. And you've done a shift in your life. And so
that's what it is.
Since you've done that shift, nothing but positive things can come to you. Nothing but.
Right.
I wish you the best on your path. I pray that
thank
you continue
you.
To do that and continue to serve God without apologizing for it. I'm really attracted to that in people. I love the fact that you are straight up, I'm a Christian, and this is what I believe in. And without apologizing for it, you'll find in life and through our businesses and as you continue to grow that people will feel like they have to apologize for being faith-based. And I see that
I do have to say not too long ago, probably like a week ago, I had someone contact me. And I couldn't believe it. I thought I was going to do business with this person, and I still might, but he wanted to, like, to have me do some kind of weird, I don't know what you call it, like a society group type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, if you get my drift, that's not the route you want to go. And
right,
I couldn't
believe it.
I was like, are you kidding me? So I'm getting sent great people, but then I'm have to be careful, like you were saying, discerning who I do business with.
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something.
You know, so
it's just part of
so
God
anyway.
Finding you. I want to give you this tidbit that I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing radio since 2011, I believe, 11. And I stopped for a while, and then I was doing business with different type of people. And I had to shut down. The Spirit was telling me to shut down because I was not going. I started going on a different path than what the path needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then in December of last year, I launched completely the Simply Hanif radio show. And I'm telling you, Monique, that the doors have opened, yes, and I'm so grateful for that. But you will get those other people withering in because that's what the enemy is here for, is to destroy whatever God is having,
exactly.
The path that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened with me, but I started exercising the spirit of discernment. So I'm going to tell you to pray about that every day in your prayer that you're exercising the spirit of discernment, and you'll know exactly who to do business with and who not to. And it will be, and you will not feel any pain about it. It won't even be, you know, sometimes you second guess, like, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have said no to this person or whatever the case may be. You won't do that. And so for the radio show, I have no problem with saying no, that person doesn't fit for me. There was a time I couldn't do that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be like, no, sure. But now,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm clear, and I'm happy. I'm happy that everything you're going through is for a reason. It's just setting you up to glorify God more, and He's going to bless you so much. Let's talk about being married and three wonderful children.
Okay,
how was that? How is married life? Because I'm married too, and I tell women, I love it. It's
well,
never up and down.
Yes, exactly. I've been married for, oh, goodness, I'm 44 now, so I would say we got married at age 28, and I have a 14-and-a-half-year-old, a 8-year-old, and a 6-and-a-half-year-old. They're all girls.
Oh, bless your heart.
I love, and then I have a husband, which is my fourth child.
Girl, who's telling? I understand that.
I love them all truly. I mean, I thank God for them every single day. And when they get me mad, I try to see the best in them. I mean, I like hug them and kiss them every single day and tell them how great they are. I just, you know, I love them to death. They're my life. And before I started this launch with Superior, I was a homemaker from age 29 all the way to now. So it hasn't been that long. Yeah, for
and you
a
have
long
talented
time.
Children. You have talented children like me. So I'm all over the place with the kids, I'm telling you. But they are my life. I have only boys. And I too got married 28. I'm 43 now, so I've been married 15 years. And I agree with you. Our family is our life. But you know what I'm inspired by about you is that you still work on Monique, and that you understand that you have to have one too. So I appreciate
that. Yeah.
That's what I hear. That's what I'm
for
hearing.
For sure. And I get pulled in so many directions, like, every single day. And I'm like, guys, just let me meditate for 20 minutes, please.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, just go in the room, you know, let me be. And I'm like, wow. And the kids are home from school, and I'm kind of like, okay.
I know,
so,
mine
yeah.
too. Jesus, help me, Lord. That's when I need a bottle of wine. I'd be saying, Lord Jesus, I need a... No, but the boys, I have a routine here. So the radio show is done from home, and so they know on Tuesdays they really just, they don't bother me. There's leftovers and things like that. But I love what you just said because it's real. We're always on. Parents are always on 24/7. And so what I do with mine is I have a little thing. I put a little, like, tie on my door. That's just to give me, like, 30 minutes to myself so I can recoup and get my brain right.
Exactly.
Because as women, we could get overwhelmed. And then, you know, our husbands is a whole – that's a whole nother topic alone. And so
oh, yeah,
you
of give course.
You know, you give to the kids, you give to the husbands, and it's a lot. Tell the listeners, and I just want them to understand that you are a busy woman, so that's why I said about being married and talk about your kids, to understand that you understand it all and how commendable that is that you are out here doing your own thing. How can, if there's someone that's interested in exactly what you're doing, having, you know, maybe a retirement party or video shoot, how can they get in contact with you?
They can look on my website, which right now I just purchased a brand new domain. It will be under superiorlocations.com. But for now, they can go under abarbell.wix.com. And I have all the information on there. And my phone number is on there. My email is on there. So, yeah, they can just, you know, call me, text me, email me, and I'll get right back with them.
I appreciate
and,
you. Is there, I'm,
sure.
Go ahead. No, I won't cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, sorry. Two of the locations that we have are, one is in the Hollywood Hills. It's more modern. And then the other one is in Simi Valley. It's more like the North Country. But they're both beautiful properties. Yeah, they're both beautiful properties. I mean, they're huge. You know, you can use the whole home or you can use a room, the outside. And they're both very different from one another. The one in the Hollywood Hills is more modern. It's like upscale, more, you know, classy type. The one in North Country, Simi Valley, is like very rustic Mediterranean. And it gives you the sense of being like back in time. And it's surrounded by mountains and a whole bunch of nature. I mean, it's beautiful. They're both beautiful properties.
I love that. And will your website have images of the place? Or
of course. Of course.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, Monique, for being on. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
And I really love
what
you're doing.
And I did forget to mention – oh, I'm sorry. And I did forget to mention that I just partnered up with Prestige Private Air, and basically it's a they're private jets that accommodate anyone to fly to and from, you know, different locations. And it's not much more than traveling in first class. And you can travel as many times as you want back and forth.
What? I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And when I was talking to the gentleman and he was telling me how much it was, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, that's not even much more than you pay for like a round trip. But you do have to pay for like a membership. But you get to travel as many times as you want throughout the month.
Now, how can they find out that? Will you post that so I can repost it?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
It's actually on my website.
Okay.
Under Prestige Private Air. If you go to, like, the website and go on the tab where it says more, it kind of, like, goes down. It'll say Prestige Private Air. And there's a video. There's information on it. So, yeah.
I love that.
If you can travel in class, you know, and like I said, it's not much more than what you would pay for like a round trip ticket.
No, I love it because are they LA based?
They're LA based, yes. But you can, right now they're adding more and more locations to travel to. So like New York, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and then there's more that they're adding. I think they're going to be adding Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
And because, like you said, they have a membership, so that's awesome.
Yes, there's different membership packages. Mm-hmm. You'll see the video and you'll be like, wow.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to be on your site looking for that. But also, you know, you never know. I have a lot of artists that I interview on the radio show as well, and they may want to do a music video. So I would love to connect you with at least three that I already have that I met and I'm still in contact with. And so I just think that'll work out very well. You never know.
Great. I appreciate that.
No problem. I just appreciate you being on. I appreciate the woman that you are, and you will inspire other women to follow their dreams and just to take out the negative chatter out their head. I always say that, just get rid of that. We all have it. I don't know what that is, but we all have it, but we have to learn to talk life to ourselves. So I really admire you a lot, Monique. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for being on Simply Honey's radio show. You have a wonderful day.
It was wonderful. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. All right, everybody. So we're going to take another small break. When we get back, we're going to be speaking to my third guest, but we're also going to be speaking to a surprise guest about depression, something that I've faced, something that I've been gone through emotionally, and we always kind of keep that on a hush, but sometimes we actually need to speak about it. So with no further ado, we're going to listen to this wonderful song called My Soul Says Yes by Rock Boy Fresh. It is a Christian song, but I'm telling you, I love it, and I hope it touches you too.
Hey. Unforgiveness in my heart, I had to let it go. So stop right there and release me. To who the sun sets free, say he's free indeed. I couldn't point the finger, y'all, it was all me. Now I'm wrestling like Jacob, bless me. I dropped the ball, I did the sin. I had to recognize what's coming from deep within. See, the devil found fear in me, and the fear of me equals insecurity. The perfect love casted out all fear, and it's the love of Jesus Christ that brought me near. I say yes to your will, Lord, yes, and that my soul says yes.
I heard you call my name.
I heard you call my name.
But I went so far away.
But I went left and you told me to go right.
Right then I was afraid of you. Yeah, I thought I had done.
Your blood and grace have made me know. My soul says yes. My soul says yes.
that every little thing that's inside of me, that's not like you, take it out of me. You see, my spirit is willing, but my flesh, this flesh, it keeps winning. You see, it's trying to take full control of my mind and my body and my soul. But my heart is says yes. Yes to your will, I'ma go through the fire. Yes to your will, Lord, show me the way. With my hands in the air screaming, I'll obey. Lord, if you show me the way, I'll fall to my knees and I'll pray. But first I gotta seek God's face and turn from my wicked ways. I say yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
Oh my soul.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My will says yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My heart says yes.
Oh my soul, my soul.
I said my soul says yes. Yeah.
Oh my soul, my soul.
My heart says yes. Yeah.
Oh my soul, my soul.
Hands to the air, yes.
Oh my soul, yeah. My soul.
Yeah.
Oh my soul,
yeah.
My soul.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. And I'm excited because I have Elle from Elevate Now who's on the line. And we're going to be talking about depression and how real it is. And, you know, I usually don't speak about it on the radio show, that I also suffer from it from time to time. And I just went through an episode that was so debilitating. So I want to make sure that I have her on the line, and we'll get into that conversation right now. Hello, Elle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well today, praise God. And I wanted to have you on because I don't speak about this much at all, really. Definitely not on the radio show. But I felt compelled today to just bring some light to it, how debilitating it is, and just what it does to your spirit and to your mind. And I wanted to hear what you think and feel about depression as well.
Okay. Well, first of all, excuse me, thank you for having me on. Secondly, and most importantly, thank you for being transparent enough, brave enough, obedient enough to be able to take something that is so private and use your platform to share it, but not just to talk about it, but even to share your experience. That, in essence, to me, is a step in the right direction. It is a sign of growth. It is a sign of healing and deliverance. Unfortunately, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there are countless, I would say, dare to say, millions of people just in America alone who are struggling with some level of depression.
Right.
And they're suffering in silence. There's a stigma, particularly, I think, within the African-American community or minority communities as a whole, where we don't want to talk about mental health.
Right.
It's a taboo subject. It, you know, there's so many different things and perceptions, so many different things that people say and many different perceptions that people have about mental health issues. And, you know, if you're a believer of any sorts, particularly if you're a Christian, such as you and I are, and, you know, you're rooted in faith and you're rooted in the Word of God and you believe, and, you know, we know all of the scriptures, we know all of the things that we've talked about, but in modern-day Christianity, if we're going to pastors and leaders in the church and in the community and even in our families, what do they tell us to do? Oh, just pray and trust God to heal
and just God, yeah. And I'm happy that we're talking about that because I want to bring up the fact, I believe this was June 17th, matter of fact, that was just a couple of days ago last week. You know, my children didn't understand. I didn't understand. I was just in a bed. And it's like something that crept. I call it a wicked, sick, demonic spirit to me because it took over my mind, my body. I could not get out the bed. I was so depressed. And it just felt like it was killing me softly. I would cry. I didn't even know why I was crying. And then I just screamed, Abba, Father, God, help me. You know, it just comes and goes.
And that's important
and
to do.
That
is so important to do. I'm not saying what my comment and what I just said is not to say that that's not required.
No. I was going to go somewhere with
that. It very much is. But there's some
Absolutely.
Things in the natural that we have to do as well, and that is to speak
And that's
up
what the point I'm,
like you
I was
going to
make is I spoke Abba. And I finally said, okay, now I'm at a level where I can't help me, and I need to go seek some help. Mm-hmm. And so making me an appointment to talk to someone, because there's a root to it, and I don't know the root. And I went through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life, and so I don't know what it is. I may have thought that I've gotten over some things, you know, me being a product of rape and also a survivor of it and molestation and going through abuse and, I mean, you know, just trickling down just a little bit, giving a snippet of my life and, you know, your marriage is good and then sometimes it's not. And then, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, I know that you know me. I'm a very optimistic person. I love life. At the same time, I just couldn't focus. I couldn't get out of bed. And it was somebody that I had posted it only to friends. I didn't make it a public post because I just didn't. And it was someone that had inboxed me, and her inbox was so – I want to read what she said if I can find it real quick. And it made me think of it in a whole different light, and I got out of bed.
And
I got out of bed.
And it's so – when we hear the words or the phrase, talk to somebody, seek help, there's something about the connotation that comes with the word help that people have a problem with. And and it could be help of any sort. It could be ask so-and-so for help to help you move, or ask them to help you do this. You need help in your business, ask someone to help you. There's something about the word help which should only be surrounded by positive things that for some reason there are people who attach a negative association to with the word help. And help simply just means that I recognize that in my own strength, where I am right now with all the knowledge and the skills and the abilities and talents that I have, I'm not able to do this thing that's set before me alone. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, whether it's help from a medical professional. Like, we don't waste any time going to the doctor when we're having aches and pains.
Right.
If we have a toothache, we don't waste any time picking up the phone. Most people don't pick up the phone to call the dentist to make an appointment to find out what the root of the pain is. When we're pregnant, as women, when we're carrying babies, even if we've had five babies beforehand or however, you know, even if you've given birth before, we what? We still rely on our obstetrician to guide us through the process of pregnancy because they are equipped to help us, and God forbid if anything comes along. I had had two live births, and then I had I was pregnant with my son, my youngest child, and I was a high-risk pregnancy. Now, imagine if I would have gone through that pregnancy, despite the fact that I knew I was high-risk and encountering all of these challenges. Imagine if I would have taken the mindset, I've already had two babies, I've been pregnant before, I know what I'm doing, I can get through this by myself, I don't need any
help. Because each pregnancy, if you're intelligent enough, you understand each pregnancy is different. And it was something that was said to me in that inbox that she said, you know, do not judge the pain you are feeling. Depression is a master teacher. It appears to remind you that you can feel deeply, that your capacity for empathy is off the charts, and is also asking you to discern when what you are feeling is actually yours or if you are possessing others' emotional, spiritual debris. Girl, that was powerful. Because, right? Speechless, aren't you? Because that was like, okay. Because I always feel other people's stuff. Let me figure what's going on, and let me make sure to integrate in my daily prayers and meditation for protection.
Right. Right.
And so, getting the help that I need is just what I needed to do, and I gave myself permission to shut down. I never do that. And so this time that depression decided to knock at my front door, which you understand, I told everyone, I just can't talk. I can't even speak right now. I can't even have a conversation. I couldn't even have a conversation. Yes.
And here's the thing, and I think you and I have had this conversation privately between the two of us before, is when you're in the position that you're in, when you've been called to inspire people and to help them and to coach them and to train and mentor and lead them to better in their lives, there's this mindset, and oftentimes it's a mindset that we've created, not necessarily what somebody else has created for us, but we think they have, that we're not okay to have, it's not okay for us to have bad days or to go through challenges. And I love what the young lady said in the message to you. And someone else, I was just talking to a mentor of mine last week, and I was sharing some very personal and trying things with her, and I was, like, in tears. And she said, you know, really, people who are called to do great things are the ones that are tormented the most.
Mm.
They are the ones that go through so much more. When we, you know, we have this comparison-itis type of thing where we're looking at so-and-so and what they're doing and what's happening in their lives.
Right.
And we're trying to figure out how's that happening or why isn't it happening for me or how do I get from A to B? They seemingly have done it, but we don't know what their journey has been like. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors and what battles and demons they've had to fight and overcome to be the person that we see on the outside. And it's the same thing with you and I. And I think sometimes, you know, we get in this place where because we are called, because we are leaders, because we're coaches and mentors and trainers, that we feel we're not supposed to have these days. And if we are, it's shameful. And we shouldn't
right.
talk about it. And that's a lie. That's the trick of the enemy that she was explaining. And she hit the nail on the head when she talked about recognizing what is yours and
yes.
what is someone else's that you're carrying.
I had never heard
and that
before.
And that just hit me because even
just
right
profound.
Now I'm going through something. And it's like you're as heavy as you are because you're carrying something that is someone else's, and it's a decision that they've made, and you feel like it's a direct reflection on you, and it doesn't matter what
right.
you've done for that person to get them to this point in their life. Everyone has free will to make their own choices, and those choices affect us. We take it personal, and we carry it like it's our own. So now you're pregnant with something, trying to give birth to something that God didn't even ever intend for you to be, to conceive.
Mm. You better, it's so good. Listen, sister, I have my other guests on the line. I hope that you can come back on the line when we're done.
Absolutely.
And we'll continue the topic of battling depression. And when you do get back on the line, let's talk about what tidbits we can give other people to live out loud. Just to,
okay.
to get past it each day, what they can do better. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and take a small break, everybody. When we get back, we are going to be online with Rita Ross. All right, now let's take that break.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Coco.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Seth.
We are Perfect Sex.
And we wanted to invite you all to come check out our music at PerfectSexMusic.com.
We do it all. You want blues? We got blues.
You want hip-hop? Perfect Sex is hip-hop.
And if you like dance, guess what? We do that too.
We do it all.
So if you want to hear some cool music that's different than everything else out there,
check out PerfectSexMusic.com.
Now back to keeping it real with Simply Hanif.
We love you, Hanif!
I love those guys, Perfect Sex, you guys. So we got bills to pay, so we're going to go to two more commercials. And when we get back, we'll have Rita on. All right, now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.
Do you want lots of chemicals and artificial stimulants? Or are you ready to try the natural alternative? It's time for you to try Revive. Packed with the power of 21 superfruits and a touch of green tea, Revive really delivers with antioxidants, nutrients, and real energy, the way nature intended.
Hi, I'm Brian Klein, CEO of Rushmore Essentials. I want you to try Revive, our brand new vitality drink. Made from 21 pure and powerful superfruits I hand-selected for quality and blended for performance. Revive gives you that great feeling of well-being and vitality without the jitters of an energy drink. You can feel great about the quality of Revive. My family has been in the fruit business since 1939.
Revive is ideal for healthy, active people who are looking for the real energy it takes to live life to the fullest. Not just for 5 hours, but all day long, every day of the week. Buy Revive at Vitamin Shop. For more information and valuable coupons, visit our website at drinkre.com. That's drinkre.com. Revive yourself today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're still tuned in to Simply Hanif. That's me, she, your girl, Simply Hanif. And we're going to talk about Miss Rita Ross, a Kansas City native turned Los Angeles doll artisan. is the creator of Pocket People. What began as a homespun sewing project for a local children's hospital has originally grown into a loving collectible doll brand. And I cannot wait to talk to Rita. I'm sure she has sewn thousands of Pocket People dolls herself. And let's hear, you know, what inspired her to make it into a business and what and who loves her dolls. All right, now let's get on the line with Miss Rita Ross. Hello, Rita.
Hey, how are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I've got my cup of coffee, just like you said, and I'm ready to go.
Hey. Yes, honey. I have to have that cup in the morning. It's important.
Oh,
I cannot function. Just one cup is good, but I need it. So let's talk about your amazing Pocket People. You are the creator of that doll collection. What inspired you to do that? Besides, did it start off just going to sick children in the hospital?
Well, great question. I was heading into about my first year of remission. I had dealt with my own illness for many years, about 11 years I was dealing with my own illness, and I wanted to do something that was going to create a little bit of a healing process for me, that I could sort of enter into a healing process. I've always been crafty. I've always loved to make things. I've dabbled with the sewing machine before, things like that. But the what truly started was when I was visiting an elderly woman in the Ozarks of Arkansas, and she made little dolls, which I just loved. And one day I had the privilege of her to show me how. And, of course, she showed me only the way that she did it. And from what I gathered when I spoke to her, is she was saying, if you ever want to make dolls, you're going to make the ones that you make. You know, that's how art, you know, that's just how art works, you know.
Right.
So she's passed on, bless her heart, and that was many, many years ago. So now come around 2007 or 8, it just kind of popped in my head that I wanted to try to make dolls. So I basically gathered a bunch of scraps and whatever I could find and started practicing. And practiced. And at first I thought, I'm never going to be able to do this. I have no idea how to make a doll.
Right.
I just didn't really have that blueprint. You know, I had the memory, and I would try to kind of emulate what she had made, but it just never would work. And so I realized, of course, and was guided that I had to create my own process. So the Pocket People were born that way. And the reason I chose Children's Hospital was I just had a deep empathy and connection to anybody, not just children, but anyone who is going through any kind of an illness. I just have a very deep empathy and deep connection to that. My mother passed away of cancer, and it was a really extreme, physically difficult, emotionally, mentally, just really difficult. 9 months was pretty much there every day with her. So
yeah,
it was like boom.
It's something else, isn't it? To watch someone you love.
It is something else.
To go through that, and I don't think anybody that hasn't went through it can't really understand. You can, I guess, empathize, but you can't really sympathize with it. So my heart goes out to you and your healing process,
thank
and
you.
The fact that you wanted to give back. That's the beauty of tragedy, though, isn't it? It's something that we go through that births something else in us to help someone else. And so it brings you to this thing in life that you realize life is really not about you. It will always be about what we can do for someone else to make life easier.
Oh, gosh, yeah. How you can help. I was listening to your show right before, and it really touched me. It was a great segue into Pocket People, because Pocket People dolls are they're a doll, and they're beautiful, and they're sweet, and they're made of fabric, and they have all this really really sweet quality. But the meaning and purpose behind Pocket People is truly what you were speaking about before, about honoring everything you feel, and that it's not about being happy all the time, and that that's not realistic, and the Pocket People aren't here to try to make you, you know, feel like only happy. They want to be here to say, hey, we're helping, we just want to help you feel better. You know, however Absolutely. You're feeling right now, maybe we can just help you feel a little bit better. Because the slightest improvement of you know, for your emotional state is really valuable. And if you've ever been through something like you were saying with your mom and me with my mom, and you know, anytime you're trying to help somebody when they're in an emotional state, it's not an easy. I take that back. It's easy in that you just love them through it and tell them that you love them and everything's going to be okay.
But you had it right the first time. It isn't easy.
But it isn't easy because you don't know what they're feeling. So
exactly, and. And you don't know if they came to terms with whatever either. And so, I mean, right when they're going through it at the time. And for my husband, his mother, he was 26 when we were married, and his mother passed away. She's very young. She's in her 40s, and I took care of her in my home when she passed away of cancer. But then I turned around and lost my 26-year-old brother to illness as well in the hospital, and that was very difficult for me. And I didn't. You get to a place in life where you don't understand why. You don't, now you're asking why. Like, seriously, Lord? You know, this is a kid.
Exactly.
And then something came to me and said, why not? It was my girlfriend that told me. She said, you know, he's been sick for a while. How about God may have answered his prayers and not yours? And it never dawned on me that maybe he didn't. It never dawned on me that he was praying for release, right? And something burst out of that.
Yeah.
For me, and that was our
The relief, so, you know. Yeah, the release and the relief. Exactly, you know. It's usually the living when we're the ones that are living. Yeah, we you know, we're attached. We're the ones saying stay and hang on, and you know, and we don't know their path. You know, that's a really personal journey. And it did take me a long time to come to that terms to it, because I didn't want to hear that. You know,
me neither. I was upset that she said it.
I wanted my mom back.
Yes, I was upset with my best friend for like weeks. She was like, well, get over it. You know, you don't know what he prayed for. You weren't suffering. It was him. And it just, but I never, I needed to hear that, because it made me say, she's right. I'm not, it isn't me that's suffering.
Yeah.
I'm not the one going through it. He's made his peace already. You know, and so what can I do to
honor? That takes a lot. It takes a lot that takes a lot of insight, honey. And that insight is something that is, you know, cured over time. You know, so you just, sometimes you just need a little time, even if you can understand it with the words. It just, sometimes it takes a while for it to reach, you know, to reach your whole self, you know. So it's, you know, there are lots of universal truths, but, you know, we're all just learning, we're accepting them, absorbing them just a little at a time at our own, you know, personal paces. So things like those kind of tragedies, any way you slice it, it's hard, you know, it's just hard.
It is, Rita.
Yeah.
But I love when you birth out of it. I love that. I had two children that were born early, and they were in children's hospital. My oldest was in it back and forth for a very long time. And so Children's Hospital is dear to my heart, and it's amazing their testimony. You would never tell that they were born so early, these two boys, bigger than me now. And
oh, my gosh.
It's crazy how big they are. I'm like, who would have known you were preemie and born so early? But I love that you're giving back, and you're doing it with such a pure heart, and I think that success is going to come because of that. I think that's just beautiful. Let's talk about... how can people get these dolls if they want them?
Well, you can certainly Okay, they can certainly, well, if they want to reach out to me personally, they can. I get a lot of messages from people that want to just tell me their story, or if they have a special place that they think could use Pocket People, because not only do we want to sell the Pocket People, we always want to give the Pocket People to the places that need them most. We just sent a box out to New York City for the Children's Health Fund, where they have mobile services that actually go into neighborhoods that can't afford health care or don't have health care, and they bring it right to them, into their neighborhoods, and they come into their trucks and they, you know, give them little, you know, they can draw blood, they can take their blood pressure and kind of give them a little checkup right then and there. And so we sent some dolls out that way, just as a little something to hang on to. You know, when you get that needle prick, it's always a little ouch.
Yeah. Especially people
we
like
do
me
that,
like
and
needles.
I'm pretty used to them now, but yeah, it took me a while. But yeah, you can go to the website, which is shoppocketopia.com. So that's shoppocketopia, shoppocketopia, which is where the Pocket People live. And Pocketopia, you thought you lost your sock, but in fact, it's the Pocket People off exploring in its own little world, living its own little life. And, you know, it's you don't have to worry anymore. It's not lost. It just had something better to do.
I love that. That's
where, you know, we're all kind of like have that lost sock feeling every now and then. We just kind of wish we could just get lost, right, and just start something new.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just such a funny thing to think about. But, yeah, so there. And then my you can reach me at pocketpeople1@gmail.com, too, if you have a special request. I also do handmaids as well. The price point's a little higher, of course, but they are definitely made by me with my own little scraps and socks and carry a lot of heart and soul. So I appreciate anyone who reaches out and wants the actual original handmaids. Those are wonderful too. I mean, the big picture would be that I would actually get to, you know, go around the world and teach women, communities, how to make the Pocket People using their own scraps and what they have, and creating their own little micro businesses. And then those dolls will all be, you know, handmade and made with love, and made in India, made in China, made in Haiti,
right,
made in places that really can use that, and set it up to where every time anybody buys a Pocket People, you know, you're helping someone. You know, I mean, that's the point. I certainly didn't go into Pocket People simply to just make a profit. You know, it was always about making a difference. I mean, just 100%. I mean, it's, you know, the money is, I always talk about money as like a current, you know, it's currency, so it's that current flowing. So when that current gets flowing through something like this, the more that it's supported like that, I can just do so much more
and that's
give
the truth.
So
you
much
need the,
more.
You need the money to be able to get your message across. That's just what it is.
At least in a bigger way. Yeah, I can
absolutely
always give it small. I mean, always. You know, I'll never stop. You know, I'll never say until I get this, I can't give anything. No way. Always giving anyway. But just would be so much bigger, you know, the more that you support. And I encourage everyone out there to support any kind of business that's core is to really help people. So any kind of business. That can look like a million different things. So mine just happens to look like a little doll.
And I love it. I love it.
I'm blessed.
It. Yes, you are.
Yes.
And that's because you choose to be a blessing. I believe when we choose to be a blessing to others, the blessings come to us automatically. It's what you put out there that comes back, whether you
it
like
sure
it or not.
Is.
And I tell
thank
people,
you
no matter
so
what
much
you
for
put
having
out
me on this show, by the way.
Oh, no problem. I love it. I love what I do, and I love having interesting people, but I love people that are like you, that are doing good in the world, and I think you need the platform to be able to speak about it, and so more people can know.
Yes, visibility. You're right. People like, you know, people that are doing shows like yours that are really highlighting things like Pocket People and just anything that is here to help somebody, feel a little bit better or feel like they weren't alone in that situation or, hey, that happened to me too. that's the kind of, those kinds of things are just so important. You know, I think with this stream, with this social media, you know, I'm not a person who ever villainizes the social media. I know a lot of people can get kind of a little torn up about it. And, oh, it's just like, you know, we need to put our phones down, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we kind of have a tendency to put a negative on it. But the truth is that I believe social media is going to be, you know, that's going to save us. I mean, connection to each other globally is going to be how we change the world, and that's just
I
it,
agree.
You know, so
it's how you
so
use
we are,
it's with anything, right?
It's how
it's
you use it.
You use.
It's how you
yes,
use it.
Yes, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. And you have to learn to shut it down it, with anything you do in life.
Yeah.
You have to learn to shut things down so that you can. That's our motto with my husband, date night. We don't take phones. It's family day. We just leave it.
Good for you.
Because we need to
yeah.
be able to connect with each other. So you have to start just disciplining yourself for stuff like that. And I agree with you, Rita. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't have social media. I'm sorry to say it, but there's no way I would have reached the people that I've reached or been able to even interview people like you. I would have known you, Rita, if I wasn't on Facebook.
That's right. So this is a blessing. It was meant to be. And we, just like you say, just like anything else, just balance. And that's it. You know, it's balanced. Just like we wouldn't eat ice cream every, you know, three times a day. So all good things
right.
in moderation, right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Rita, for being in. I just really appreciate having you on the show. It's really going to bless somebody. And if you can give out your website and your social media one more time so people can know, you know, if they want to just look you up, I would love
sure.
to.
Sure. Just you can... Thank you, and Hanif, thank you again so much. I really wanted to say I appreciate you and appreciate this show, and thank you for just sharing your honest self. I was listening to you earlier, and I just really appreciate your honesty, and it really does come through the airwaves. So just so you know.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so you're welcome. Well, you can find The Pocket People. If you want to just check out our Facebook page, it's, you know, Facebook.com/The Pocket People, and you'll find The Pocket People right there, popping right up the Love Tribe. You can go to www.shoppocketopia.com. If you just Google Rita Ross and Pocket People and dolls, it'll all just kind of pop up. Everybody out there kind of knows how to do it nowadays. And you'll find me. Don't worry. You'll track me down. And we'll get you some Pocket People. So, yeah, our message is everyone matters. I think I didn't get to say that the whole show, but, you know, that's the core of Pocket People, is that everyone matters. That's if there's anything that I want to say about the dolls and what they're here to say that everyone matters. And they're here to say that you matter. And that when you feel bad or you feel alone or you feel like you just, you know, really just having a hard time getting out of bed today, that maybe you can hold one of these dolls and just squeeze that and realize that we're all made of the same fabric of the world, of the universe, and that we're really all together in one and that we're not really ever alone. So that's really what Pocket People is about. So I thank you for letting me share that message today.
No problem, Rita. I love that you're on, and hopefully, you know, we'll meet up and I can interview you live so people can get a visual and see what Pocket People really look like.
I'd be honored.
Oh, it'll be so much fun. We'll see about getting together to that, and just make sure we have our coffee with us and we'll be good.
Exactly, no problem. Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, and thank you so much for being on Simply Honey Radio Show. God bless you.
Okay, bless you too, and have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, everybody. So we're going to take one small commercial break, not a song break, but a commercial break. And when we get back on, we're going to be back on with Elevate Now, and that is K.L. Jones, and we'll be continuing our topic on depression. So 1 second. So let's go ahead and pay those bills.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dale, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967.
and be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Coco.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Seth.
We are Perfect Sex.
And we wanted to invite you all to come check out our music at PerfectSexMusic.com.
We do it all. You want blues? We got blues.
You want hip-hop? Perfect Sex is hip-hop.
And if you like dance, guess what? We do that too.
We do it all.
So if you want to hear some cool music that's different than everything else out there,
check out PerfectSexMusic.com.
Now back to keeping it real with Simply Hanif.
We love you, Hanif!
Hey guys, I love you too. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, everybody, so you are still tuned in to Simply Hanif, Simply Hanif Radio Show. That's Mishi, your girl, Hanif, and I'm excited as always to do this, to be on a platform doing something that I love. It motivates me to get up every day, to research, to work, to bring great conversations to you that are meaningful, something that you're interested in, but also to give new entrepreneurs a platform to speak about what they do in business. So occasionally I would do things like that, but we're going to continue our conversation today about definitely battling depression. It's something that I battle with, and I am so excited because I have the founder of Elevate Now on right now. That is Mrs. L.K. Jones all right now. Hello, L.
Hello, I'm here.
All right. So we want to talk about maybe we can give a snippet of things that people can do. I'll just give two, and then I would love for you to talk about, you know, what else we can do. So the two things that I try to do is, and this time, like I said, last week, depression hit me very hard, so I gave myself permission to absolutely rest, but then I made myself get up, and this is for me, in the morning, and do my morning prayer and get outside. I needed to actually get out and get some light, some air. Even if I just walked, I felt better about myself. But please make sure you also see a doctor and get your blood work done, because sometimes your levels can be wrong. For me, if you don't have enough potassium or if you're not having enough vitamin D in your system, and so people will know that vitamin D, if you have that deficiency, then it also causes depression, and I had found that out as well. So do your research, go see your doctor first, get your blood work done and make sure everything is good blood work-wise, and then go from there. You, Miss L. Jones?
Yes. I would like to preface what I'm saying with this, and that is that we are not medical professionals. We are not doctors. We are two women who have at some point in our lives dealt with depression, and we're still here. We're fighting. And we're living, and so these are just our, what we believe are helpful tips that hopefully will help someone who's listening make a
right.
shift in their lives. I know when you're depressed, you don't feel like doing anything. You're not excited about anything. You're not hopeful about anything. So this requires a lot of work on your part, but you're going to have to dig within, even if you don't truly understand or recognize what the source of the depression is from. Like Hani said, there was just something in her where she just had to pull herself out of bed. And I'm pretty sure during those moments of pulling herself out of bed, she didn't want to. And so
exactly.
It's about willpower. Yeah. It's about your train of thinking. One of the things that I'm constantly teaching and preaching to my coaching clients and even in the Elevate Now empowerment lifestyle brand is that if you change your mind, you change your life. Change what you're thinking, you begin to change what you're speaking. Once you change what you're speaking, everything in your atmosphere has to line up with what you're saying, but it all begins in the mind. So get yourself up. My first tip, I would say the first tip is to start changing your thinking. You're going to have to combat that feeling of depression and that feeling of I want to stay right where I'm at, because the reality is you really don't want to stay where you're at, but what you're dealing with in that moment, in that season, is just so strong, and it really is a battle for your soul. It's a battle for your flesh, for your mind. You have to fight with everything in you to overcome it. So start by doing something as simple as walking, like Honey said. Get out in the sun. Get some fresh air. There are times when I can feel depression trying to creep up and I don't feel like doing anything, and I get invitations from my friends or family members, oh, let's go do this, oh, let's go do this.
Right.
And, I live with lupus, so that's a whole another set of issues where just physically I don't always feel well enough to do things. But I push myself because I enjoy living. I enjoy life. I enjoy people. My children, my husband, my family keeps me going. I look forward to creating new memories with them. So whatever that is, get up and do it. I love dancing. So even if I don't feel like getting out of the house or I don't have enough energy, I don't feel like doing the hair and the makeup and all of that, I just put on some music and I start dancing around the house. That starts to make me feel better. Any form of exercise, whether it's cardio, aerobics, whatever it is, it starts to increase your endorphins. And endorphins create that quote-unquote happy feeling. That's a natural antidepressant, or those endorphins, getting them going. I'm not a firm believer. I'm a firm believer in not taking medication unnecessarily. I don't push for taking meds for depression, but it's a personal choice, so whatever you feel you have to do, you do it. The other thing is to journal. Start writing down what you're feeling. Get it out, because that's the big thing with depression. If you're dealing with depression, you begin to internalize things, and that makes it worse. You have to get it out. So do some form of exercise. Get some music on. Go dancing. If you can't get out, if money is an issue, it costs nothing to dance in your house. Turn some music on. Grab your phone. Turn on the TV. Do whatever you have to do. Turn on the radio. Get moving. Get active. The other thing is to journal. Write down your thoughts and your feelings. It's very, very therapeutic.
Okay. And so I hope that we gave you a snippet. We're going to continue this topic again, everybody, but in the meantime, our show is ending. I want to say to all the listeners, please check your heart, be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions, because you may just be the only God someone sees today. God bless, and thank you so much, Elle, from Elevate Now, for being on the show and sharing with everybody. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at hanifrjordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.